I'd now like to hand over to Barry, who'll just give the closing thanks. And I guess as a quick plug as he comes up, we do have an ERM community within the Institute of Actuaries. We hold periodic sessions and would invite everyone to participate in the debates that that occur in that forum.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Wayne. And if you're an actuarial conference junkie like I am, you know that this is actually quite a unique sort of conference for us. It's unusual that we get so many senior practitioners from very different parts of certainly the actuarial profession together in the room at the same time. And I think that's sort of testament to the fact that this is actually quite a new area. You actually say it's a hot area or even a sexy area, which is an area, a sort of a term I'd never thought I'd ever use in my whole life to relate to a sort of area of actuarial practice. Mainly because we're not talking numbers, just numbers here. We're talking people management. We're talking leadership. We mentioned the word gut feel, which is unusual for an actuarial conference, and the situation when the rules don't apply. So this is actually a very new area for actuaries. And I think one of the challenges for actuaries in this is the fact that we're not yet in a position, I don't think, to stand on the hill and proclaim to the world about how good we are about this. I think this is a new area for everybody. I think we're a profession that's better placed than any other I can think of. But I think this is a work in progress. We're sort of starting on this journey of being risk management experts. And I think it's part of the risk management community and through Kent Griffin and the team to try, if you want to try and sort of lock into it, then this is probably a good way of doing it. So certainly you can get in touch with Kent and become part of the community. I've obviously got to make some thank yous before we go. I've got drinks sitting outside, so I won't hold you up. Wayne Brazel, I'd like to thank you, Wayne, for the effort. I mean, you were chair of the organising committee. You had a very small group of dedicated people putting this together. I've organised a few conferences myself. These are difficult things to organise. You toss and turn about the speakers. Even on the day, you know, you wake up in the morning in a cold sweat hoping that everyone's going to turn up. So I think it's been fantastic. It's been a fantastic conference. So thank you to Wayne. Thank you. To the Institute of Actuaries team who put these things together as well. This is a core business for the Institute of Actuaries. And Sarah Hodgkinson, Emma Simonson and Melissa Madonna are the best in the business. So I'd like to thank them. Thank you. I'd like to acknowledge our sponsors, Middleman and Goldman Sachs, for contributing to this conference. Thank you. Sorry. And I just want to recognise also our supporting partner, Risk Management Institute of Australasia. And I know some of their members are also here, which is great. And I think it'd be good if you can stay connected. You're probably wondering what on earth you've hit with the actuarial profession. You'll see us for drinks after, see if we can behave. You know, the actuarial profession have their drinks start at 5:15 and finish at 6 o'clock, so we're not big drinkers. Now, also, would you remember you've got evaluation forms, so could you please complete those? This is the second ERM conference we've ever had, so we do listen very carefully to what you say in your evaluation forms. And I also note that some of the speakers will be around for drinks afterwards as well. There's been a lot of questions that haven't been answered, so please stay around for drinks, and those speakers will be happy to sort of talk to you more. So on behalf of the Institute of Actuaries, thank you very much for coming along, and we'll see you same time next year probably. Thank you.